Stout grain prices continued to weigh on cattle futures Friday. Fundamental changes are transforming the beef supply chain from a just-in-time delivery model toward a just-in-case approach, says Don Close of Rabo AgriFinance. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 7th of March. Concerns about less corn and wheat exports from Ukraine and Russia due to the war continued to underpin futures prices Friday. As time wears on, there's also concern about fertilizer exports from the region. Corn futures closed 5 to 8 cents higher Friday, except for 10 to 29 cents higher from near July to next March. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 70.8 cents higher through the front six contracts, an average of 90.9 cents higher through old crop contracts. Spot March closed at $7.56. Wheat is leading the charge. From Monday through Friday, Kansas City wheat closed an average of $2.47 higher in the front three contracts, an average of $1.92 higher in the front six. Spot Kansas City wheat closed at $12 on Friday. According to Aaron Smith, crop marketing specialist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, the Ukraine-Russia war has been the catalyst for the explosion in wheat prices. However, the foundation was set through several events that caused limited exportable global supplies. Smith explains Ukraine is estimated to contribute 4.3% of global wheat production, 11.6% of global wheat exports, and less than 1% of global ending stocks. Russia is estimated to contribute 9.7% of global wheat production, 16.9% of exports, and 3.8% of global stocks. The two countries are responsible for 28.5% of global wheat exports. Surging feed costs continue to hammer cattle futures, of course, despite positive supply and demand fundamentals. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.47 lower Friday, from 90 cents at the back to $3.27 lower toward the front. Week to week on Friday, they closed an average of $5.85 lower, from $2.57 at the back to $8.25 lower in May. That makes for an average decline of $9.59 over the last 2 weeks. Based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current, volume last week was heavy and cash prices were mixed. For producers considering price risk management, the advice is to not make any rash decision at this point, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. Griffith says while there's no guarantee which way prices will move, cattle fundamentals support cattle prices moving back toward their contract highs.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices faltered last week. Live prices were $2 lower in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, $2 to $4 lower in Nebraska at $140, and $1 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $143. Dress prices were $2 to $3 lower at $224 to $225. The average five-area direct fed steer price was $2.64 lower week-to-week on Thursday, at $140.76 a hundredweight. The average steer price in the beef was $2.40 lower at $224.62. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.53 lower on Friday, from 80 cents to $2.62 lower. Week to week, they were an average of $2.43 lower, from 22 cents lower toward the back to $6.16 lower in spot April. That's an average of $5.07 lower over the past 2 weeks. Wholesale beef prices also continued to decline seasonally. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.94 lower week to week on Friday at $254.33 a hundredweight. Select was $7 lower at $248.41. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 658,000 head was 11,000 head more than the previous week, but 8,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date total cattle slaughter of 5.83 million head is just 17,000 head fewer than the same time last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday amid continued pressure from Russia's war on Ukraine and despite a more positive jobs report than expected. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 678,000 in February, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, pushing the unemployment rate down to 3.8%. Average hourly earnings for private non-farm employees was static at $31.58. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 179 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 34 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 224 points. Also, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME were up a staggering $7.31 to $8.01 through the front six contracts on Friday. Fundamental changes are transforming the beef supply chain from a just-in-time delivery model toward a just-in-case approach. Managing the costs associated with these changes may result in a shift of the historical live cattle and retail beef price ratio, according to a recent Robo research report. According to the report's author, Don Close, senior animal protein analyst with Robo AgriFinance, while a cattle producer has little or no control over what happens in the beef supply chain post-harvest, it will be important for livestock producers to be aware of changes occurring throughout the supply chain. He explains any changes, any inventory building, any additional controls and inspections could have a direct impact on the total cost of beef to the end user, which could change historical norms for live to wholesale and live to retail price spreads. Meat processors, distributors, and retailers are striving to build supply resiliency into the beef supply chain and reduce the risk of another round of empty grocery store shelves in the future, according to the report, which explores these major drivers. First, automation and packing plants to increase the efficiency of their labor force. Second, packaging that extends shelf life, is more durable for grocery delivery, and meets sustainability expectations. Third, government and investor-led sustainability demands, which may require more documentation and verification methods throughout the supply chain. And finally, the transportation systems technology and infrastructure overhaul that reduces carbon emissions and the risk for backlogs. The area of change with the greatest potential direct impact on cattle producers is meatpacking plants embedding more automation into their facilities, according to the Robo AgriFinance analyst. The report notes that the initial introduction of advanced technology will not serve as a replacement for labor, but will serve to make labor more efficient. However, the transformation toward greater automation will require a workforce with different skill sets or extensive retraining. The challenge of finding and retaining a ready workforce has increased labor costs to the tipping point, where investments into technology, robotics, and software advancements become economical, Close explains. He adds, anything that reduces the risk of packers becoming a dam that slows the flow of market-ready cattle is a win for cattle producers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 7th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.